Rock, sport, and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
So the World Cup is nearly upon us, and the city of Liverpool is going to celebrate the beautiful game with 4 weeks of exhibitions, events, and loads of other stuff as well for the 2018 FIFA World Cup. And the man tasked with making sure it all passes off smoothly, and there's something for you all to look at, is Craig Pennington. Let's have a chat with him now. Hello, Craig.
Hello, what are you doing, Steve? You all
right? Yeah, very good to see you. The Art of Football. 14th of June to the 15th of July. Where's it come from? What was the idea?
I suppose it's really thinking about, obviously the World Cup is this moment where we all kind of become completely football obsessed, but in quite a different way than the rest of the year, especially in a city like this. And it was thinking about the kind of the deeper kind of social and cultural kind of stories that football helps us to tell, and the kind of the role that football plays in everyday life, really, and in the way that people kind of interact with each other and the broader world around them. So it was thinking about, obviously the World Cup is this huge international festival and celebration of football, but how could we kind of tell the stories that kind of underpin that and the deeper kind of social ideas that are so central to our interpretation of football in this city?
It's fair enough to say that, you know, Merseyside doesn't exactly embrace England as a team all the time, but it probably embraces the World Cup as a football celebration.
I think so. And I think during the World Cup, I mean, you know, if our house is anything to go by, you'll see more kids and babies knocking around in Brazil kits and Spain kits than you will in England kits and Liverpool. And I think that's probably got a deeper kind of, there's a deeper story in there around, you know, Liverpool's kind of, you know, fundamental attachment to football as a sport and as a global game and a global idea, really, and less towards the England national team. And I think that's quite a long-standing, you know, connection. Liverpool fans, Everton fans, Tranmere fans, I think would all kind of, you know, agree with that. And I think that the World Cup, in that sense, is a really, really interesting moment to think about the broader kind of connection globally between football and, you know, society around the world and the different kind of ways that football plays different roles around the world. And I think that's something that we've tried to get across in the programme, really.
So where do you start with this? When you were sort of tasked with come up with the Art of Football, where's your beginning point?
Well, I think it's about how you kind of structure the activity over a month, because that's the, you know, the interesting thing with it as well. Obviously, you've got a month to play with. So we wanted to have a series of exhibitions that kind of spanned for the whole duration of the World Cup. So that's really where we started. So there's three major exhibitions. We've got a pop-up gallery in the Albert Dock, which is going to host a photography exhibition between three amazing photographers, Tom Wood, Ken Grant and Tabitha Usa. That show's called Common Ground, so that's all about the changing relationship between the communities that live in and around Goodison, Anfield and Prenton Park, and how they've kind of changed between the late 70s and today. And
this sounds amazing. This is right up my street. I mean, have you seen some of the pictures already?
Yeah, they're just...
What stands out to you?
There's just amazing, like, kind of shots of kind of fellas on kind of, you know, outside Goodison Park in like the early 80s, outside the Chippy, and kind of photos in and around the pubs, and kind of that really, really capture the essence of that connection between the local communities and the club. And then a lot of Tabitha's work is much more kind of modern, so that's kind of 2000 onwards, and you look at the change in nature of the supporters, of the way that they dress, of the way that they're kind of like engaging with each other. Like that whole relationship between the kind of ceremony of going to the match in the 80s compared to what it's like in 2000 has changed markedly. And as a show, as a kind of a three photographer show, it really, really captures that shift, I suppose. For better or for worse, you know, the way that the game has changed so much has been acutely felt in this city, you know, probably in a more focused and concentrated way than it has in many others. And I think that show does a beautiful kind of job of telling that. Plus, you know, as with Tom Wood's work and Keg Grad's work outside of football, I don't know if listeners will have seen the recent Tom Wood show, which was all anchored around the Mersey Ferries, which was on at the Open Eye Gallery last month. And that's all about kind of capturing the social kind of story of Merseyside through really, 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 you know, on it, kind of social led portraiture. And they're brilliant, brilliant artists. And as a show, it'll be, it's really accessible. So just as a way of kind of people kind of reminding themselves of what it was like going to the game in the 80s, as well as it being a kind of a wider kind of social comment. It's a really, really interesting one. So that's
I love these football photo shows. I mean, the narrative they give is just superb. So that's 14th of June to the 15th of July at the Albert Dock Colonnades. That's a free exhibition.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
All of this is free, isn't it?
Virtually all of it. There's one aspect of the music festival, which we'll come on to, where there is a ticket, but everything else is free.
All right, let's move to the Art of Football shirt.
So this is a exhibition that we're doing. So as well as the pop-up gallery in the Albert Dock, we're also doing one at Camp and Fairness, which runs for the month of the World Cup, where we'll also be screening all the games for free. And the gallery that we're doing at Camp and Fairness is split into two halves. So the first half is the Art of the Football shirt. So this is an art historian, a fashion historian called Neil Heard, who basically has got one of the world's largest collection of football shirts. So it's everything from, like, you know, the kind of iconic kind of Dutch national shirt through to, you know, the brilliant kind of Hull kind of tiger print kits and the Coventry chocolate away kit and all of those kind of, you know, the Man United away kit that they only wore once because apparently they couldn't see each other. All those beautiful kind of stories.
What's your favourite football shirt?
Well, you're throwing that at me. Well, up until last weekend...
That's gone back to the top, has it, with the Tranmere connection?
It was probably our blue ENS kit from 1991. I'm a Tranmere fan. Yeah, so that was just a personal connection. I've always loved that Hull tiger print kit just because of how diabolical it is. He's got the Higuita Mexico kind of like keeper shirt from when he did the Scorpion kick. Just really, really, really interesting collection. But the way he's kind of grouped it, there's a section around music, around politics. So there's a Corinthians democracy kit that's the Socrates War within the politics section. And I suppose he's tried to tell the story of the broader kind of connection that people have with shirts, as well as being a simple signifier of one team against the other. They become so loaded with deeper kind of social connotations, like the City Brother kit that Oasis so famously adopted, that became a kind of a staple of kind of like youth culture in the 90s.
Yeah, at the time, clubs and supporters don't perhaps understand how important they are. You just go, new shirt, oh, that looks great.
Completely.
But then in time, as you say, and you reflect on that Brother shirt, it brings something straight to mind for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It would say Oasis straight to me. So there are stories, massive stories to be told within that as well. The world of football shirts, and it's just huge, isn't it? Right, let's get on to the next one. I don't love soccer because soccer has never loved me at the Camp and Furnace.
So this is a really, really fun one. This follows on from the Art of the Football shirt. So this is for the second 2 weeks of the World Cup. This has been curated by Ian Mitchell, who runs the illustration and graphics course at Liverpool John Moores University. It started off as a response to an essay written in the late 1970s by an Italian, in which he basically, in quite a Nostradamus kind of sense, predicts the death of football through kind of capitalism and sponsorship and endorsement. This is in the late 70s.
He saw it coming.
Really, yeah, very much so. And it's quite a sniffy kind of po-faced kind of article, really. But... really, really fascinating in terms of the way that it kind of predicts this kind of change in the game. And I suppose he's writing in the 70s talking about how overly commercialised he kind of thought it was at that stage, which, you know, that looks like some kind of socialist kind of like utopia now. So he's basically invited an amazing collection of illustrators from around the world to do illustrative responses to that essay. And then there's a collection that's going to be shown in Camp and Fairness.
I'll get through a couple more of these. Time's catching up. Soccerama Symposium, that features guests from across the world of football, media, academia. That's going to be two evenings at Liverpool Central Library. So if you're interested in that, you need a ticket to get into that one, 12th and 13th of July. Some of the names will be on it. Do we know yet?
Yeah, we haven't announced all the names yet, but some very, very, very high profile people from our local football clubs, some brilliant national and international journalists, and some excellent current and ex-players who tie into that debate. So I'd encourage people to keep tuned to the Art of Football, docu.uk to get the details of those speakers as they're announced.
That'll be interesting. Disco Socrates, you've got to bring music into it. It's an exploration of music culture and its social and political impact around the world. What is this a disco?
It is a disco. Inspired by Socrates, by the great Brazilian man himself.
He loved a disco, did he?
He loved all the excesses in life.
Cool hips and all that. Green screen community cinema at Prenton. There would be a Prenton Park one, wouldn't there? 1st of July. Also at the Isle of Gladstone as well on the 9th of July. And this is a pop-up cinema which is going to be showing what on the screens?
So this is a pop-up cinema which is basically taking some quite radical kind of pieces of football cinema into the communities in and around our football clubs. So the showpiece element of this is a free community cinema project we're doing in Stanley Park within the grounds of the Isle of Gladstone on the 9th of July. And we're showing the documentary that was made recently that people might have seen all about Justin Fashanu. And we're also showing a film called Football Rebels, which is actually a French-made film narrated by Eric Cantona, which talks about some of these kind of great examples of footballers who've used their position to bring about social change in the countries that they're from. So it's about Socrates and Corinthians democracy and how they helped to bring down the military dictatorship in Brazil, about Didier Drogba and the amazing work he's done in the Ivory Coast. So it's a very uplifting story about how football can really be used for social change around the world. A great film.
Just want to finish with Terrace Tapestry, because I think this is so important. Banners, flags, huge tradition across Merseyside. In fact, Merseyside football doesn't exist, whether it be Tranmere, Everton or Liverpool, without these things, do they? They're an expression of a feeling of passion, of the love of the sport, of much more of culture, aren't they?
Absolutely. And traditionally, one of the most direct ways that fans have been able to get their voice heard at the match as well, you know, through a banner. It's always been the way that kind of direct conversation can be had between fans and club. But this Terrace Tapestries has been a really brilliant project that we're right in the middle of now. Photo Octo, a guy called Jar Yusa, has been leading this, and they've been working with representatives from the 32 nations who are all taking part in the World Cup, from community groups around Liverpool as well and youth groups, to produce a series of 32 banners, one for each World Cup nation, with the revered Liverpool banner artist Peter Carney. And then those banners are going to be paraded at the start of the World Cup through Liverpool City Centre. So that's on the Thursday after the mouth-watering Russia-Saudi Arabia opening tie. And that'll culminate in the Albert Dock as well, where the banners will be on display for the duration of the World Cup.
Right. Sorry, the Florry's mentioned here as well. Is the Florry just doing a preview on this?
So the Florry is where the workshops have been taking place.
Right,
so we've been doing that over the last 2 weeks, and then there probably will be another workshop as well in the run-up to the World Cup as well. Again, keep tuned in to artoffootball.co.uk for any more details about that.
Love the guys at the Florry. Absolutely brilliant. As you say, theartoffootball.co.uk. Just on the banners thing, I always see a banner and I think, oh, it's so obvious that. Why couldn't I have thought of that? Is that not what you... Do you not see it?
No, completely.
How'd you fit that joke in there? I should have thought of that. Dead straightforward, aren't they? Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I don't think you've slept, have you? Given the state of this, series of events.
There's a really, really good hard-working team behind this as well. Right. Not just myself. But it's been loads of fun. And, you know, a project around football in this city to coincide with the World Cup, you know, I couldn't ask for more.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.